More than 40 world leaders and more than 100 foreign ministers gathered in New York today for a UN General Assembly debate that was supposed to have been held in September. It was postponed for the first time in UN history because of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Opening day speeches were dominated by the question of how to confront terrorism. President Bush, in his first UN address, demanded more than just promises of support and expressions of sympathy. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The president told the 189-member assembly that the time for action has arrived. The U.S. appreciates worldwide expressions of condolence, the president said, but the threat of terrorism, chemical, biological, and even nuclear, demands much more. Mr. Bush called on member states to fully implement Security Council Resolution 1373, passed in record time in the days after the attacks. The comprehensive resolution, binding on all members, requires a global crackdown on terrorism.
Every United Nations member has a responsibility to crack down on terrorist financing. We must pass all necessary laws in our own countries to allow the confiscation of terrorist assets. We must apply those laws to every financial institution in every nation. We have a responsibility to share intelligence and coordinate the efforts of law enforcement.
Member states have 90 days since the passage of the resolution to produce reports on how they plan to implement it. President Bush said many nations take their obligations seriously, but he warned those that don't, they will be held accountable.
In this world, there are good causes and bad causes, and we may disagree on where that line is drawn. Yet there is no such thing as a good terrorist. No national aspiration, no remembered wrong can ever justify the deliberate murder of the innocent. Any government that rejects this principle, trying to pick and choose its terrorist friends, will know the consequences.
President Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan, an indispensable U.S. ally in the war against terrorism, told the General Assembly that his country has followed words with action and is paying the price as Afghan refugees flee across the border into Pakistan. But even as he supported U.S. military action in Afghanistan, Musharraf warned that people fighting for their freedom must not be treated as terrorists.
All forms of terror must be condemned, prevented, and fought against. But in so doing, the world must not trample upon the genuine rights, aspirations, and urges of the people who are fighting for their liberation and are subjected to state terrorism.
Another leader of a Muslim nation, President Mohammad Khatami of Iran, also questioned the definition of terrorism, challenging the U.S. to apply the word to Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. Israel argues that it is not the perpetrator of terrorism, but the victim. Khatami emphasized Iran's condemnation of the September 11th attacks on the United States. But he said, through an interpreter, the U.S.-led military strikes against Afghanistan are the wrong approach.
The ongoing military operation in Afghanistan cannot address the root causes of the kind of terrorism that has forced itself on the defenseless people of Afghanistan, parallel to the destruction and casualties that it inflicts. On the contrary, it is more likely that the continuation of the current military approach could incite sentiments that intensify intolerance and violence in the region and the whole world.
Many Muslim nations, even longtime allies, are concerned about the impact of continuing U.S. airstrikes against Afghanistan during Ramadan, the Muslim holy month, just days away. The Bush administration says it has no plans to suspend the airstrikes, but Muslim leaders warn that support for the anti-terrorism coalition could erode. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.